Hey, this is Bonnie Bradshaw
and Trisha Travis with Real Talk Radio with Trisha and Bonnie, or Bonnie and Trisha. Tonight we have a very special guest, Dolores Presley. This woman I have met, she's got a birthday coming up by chance. I want to let you guys know. I heard her talking about this. And her birthday is August the 7th, and she's getting ready to hit a milestone. This woman is so beautiful inside and out, and you will never believe how old she is, what age she's getting ready to turn. And I'm going to tell you guys, I am sick tonight, so we're going to be hearing a lot more from Trisha than normal. I have got... or whatever, I've got some kind of a cold, bug, fever, chills, the whole nine yards, but this is one show that I definitely did not want to miss. So I am getting ready to call Dolores now, and Trisha is going to be reading you her bio tonight. So here we go.
All right. So Miss Dolores Presley.
Let's get her on the line. All right, we're going to try this again.
Well, while we're trying her,
go ahead.
I will tell you, she is from my neck of the woods, which is she has some achievements from Canton, Ohio. And she is, I'll do a little of her bio while we're trying to get her on the phone right now, just a little background on her. She is a keynote motivational speaker and executive life coach dedicated to helping people take action to launch bold, confident, and courageous lives. She is the CEO of Dolores Presley Worldwide and founder of the Global Up Woman Network, a network and movement to empower and elevate women in business. As a former elementary school teacher and a pioneer of the plus-size fashion and modeling industry, she has inspired and helped to motivate thousands to leverage their leadership voice, have a powerful presence, and live confidently. She is the author of Clean Out the Closets of Your Life, Believe in the Power of You, Empower, and co-author of Yes, You Can. Dolores is a contributing writer for Smart Business Magazine. She has received many awards and recognition for her work, including Top 10 Business Owners by the National Association of Women Business Owners, which is NAWBO, and KeyBank Corporation, Outstanding Community Service Award from the University of Akron, and Athena, which is A-T-H-E-N-A, finalist, sponsored by Inside Business Magazine. She is also an inductee of the YWCA Stark County Women's Hall of Fame and the Women of Color Foundation's Hall of Fame. She has spoken in England, Barbados, Puerto Rico, for the Turks and PICO's government in hundreds of U.S. locations. Her client samplings include Coca-Cola, Roche Pharmaceuticals, Procter & Gamble, Union Pacific Railroad, Nationwide, American Heart Association, Timken, Kirby Vacuum, and Bakersfield Women's Conference. She serves as a member of the ABCD Incorporation Board of Directors, board member of the OJ's Entertainers Scholarship Committee, and past president of the National Speakers Association Ohio Chapter. She is the spokesperson for the Humanitarian Hands Charity. And her story has been touted in Speaker, Glamour, Washington Post, Black Enterprise, Inside Business, Essence, Ebony, and Marie Claire magazines. She is the host of her new TV show, A Purposeful Life. She's a frequent media guest and has appeared on the Bravo TV network show, Married to Medicine, and has been interviewed on every major network, including Entertainment Tonight and Oprah. So she's out there, people. She is out there, and she is has made a name for herself, and she's done a lot of wonderful, wonderful things, and we can't wait to speak with her.
And we have Dolores on the line now. Welcome, Dolores.
I am excited to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Welcome. I was just telling everyone that you have a very special date coming up very soon.
Yes, I do. The 660. I will be 60 on August 7th, and I couldn't be more excited.
And I'm excited about that. Most people, I'm 53. And I
so
am
is this
so
Bonnie?
Happy.
I got to get these voices clear.
Yeah.
So is this Bonnie this is that's
Bonnie.
Talking now? Okay.
This is Bonnie.
I just want to, because I'm talking to both of you, but I want to know who I'm talking to. Okay. So
this
excuse
is
me
Bonnie.
For that.
So I'm 53, and I'm very proud to say that. And a lot of the teenagers and my kids, they kind of laugh, and they said, "You're proud to say you're 53? Well, yeah. The Lord's given me good health and a good cause and a great family and all the different things that I do in my life, and the Lord's just not stopping, and I'm just going to keep going." So I'm happy, and I've seen lots of changes in my time.
Yes, that's great. That is really good. We need to live life to its fullest, because you wake up every morning, and you should just be happy. Bonnie, the first thing I do when I wake up in the morning is I thank God for another day, thank Him for another. I have my own spiritual beliefs and so forth, but I'm just delighted to wake up.
That's right. And I know I've watched you through the years, and you are you ordained?
I am a minister. I haven't really been. Well, I guess I have been, because I have a doctorate in divinity. Yes, I am. Sometimes I won't say I ran from my ministry. Well, maybe I probably should say that, because I've been a keynote speaker, a motivational, inspirational, confidence expert. But I kept saying, "Lord, I don't know if I'm really, you really want me to preach?" So I ran from that for a long time. So, yes, mm-hmm. I do, and I'm walking into it fully now. But so let me just say, yes, I'm not going to go back and start saying, "Well, I got this." You know how women do. I'm not doing that tonight.
Oh, yes. Well, tonight I have told everybody, and I have put it on social media, and I've talked about you a lot through the years and how you encourage women and how you women who need to step up, and they need to step out on faith, and they need to start believing in their self and their calling. And you have given women such a platform. Your event that you have coming up soon, that's just another platform for women to break through barriers. So I wanted to ask you tonight, and Trish is going to take over for a couple of minutes. So I wanted to ask you tonight about women in general. What one of our hang-ups, and I say hang-ups because I believe we have... It's just programmed in us to take care of everyone else, our spouses, our church, our friends, our family, our children, and we seem to put ourselves last. And then women who maybe have been told, and I work with a lot of women like this, they'll never be able to achieve their goals. They don't have it in them, and they start to internalize that. So, Dolores, how do you reach out? What is your advice to women who have a dream, but they just don't have the encouragement in their self or the belief in themselves to move forward? How do they take that first step, and what's your advice to them?
First of all, you just talked about how we just take care of everyone instead of ourselves, and we put ourselves last. So I want you to do like the airline tells you, put your mask on first. So what that means is take care of yourself. They tell you that when you buckle up an emergency, put your mask on first, because you can't help anyone else if you haven't helped yourself. So I want all women who are listening to do something very special for themselves this week. And before this week is over, do something special. So how can you start believing? Mindset is so important. That's the first thing, because if you don't believe that you can do something, I know it sounds trite when people say if the mind can conceive it, you can achieve it, but that is true, because the messages that we send to ourselves, the mind will believe it. So if we're sending negative messages to ourselves, the mind believes that. If we send positive messages to ourselves, then the mind believes that. So you have to practice self-talk, positive self-talk. Literally say, I'm amazing. Say, I'm beautiful. And when you do those things, your mind sort of starts to shift. I believe really, I truly believe in vision. So a vision is not just something you kind of think about. A vision is something that you see. And as you're visualizing it, so you mentioned I had been on Oprah. I visualized being on Oprah long before I was on Oprah. I said I was on Oprah long before I was on Oprah. Even though I had not appeared on Oprah, I would say that to myself. I would wake up in the morning and say, I'm on Oprah. And I saw the visual. So, again, your mind, because my mind is going to believe that I'm on Oprah. But all these naysayers, all these people who were saying, Dolores, you can never get on Oprah. Do you know you have to pay a PR firm $25,000, $50,000 to even pitch you to Oprah? But I kept believing. My mindset said, I'm going to be on Oprah. My mindset just would not let me think any other way. And whenever I started to think a different or a negative thing, I have this thing I call stop it, where I lift my hand up, and it's just a visual for me to stop, to shift my mind really quickly, because that can shift you. If you need to say stop it when you're thinking, I can't write that book, I can't do this, then shift that thinking. Vision. When you're seeing the vision, you want to put yourself inside of the vision. So what do I mean by that? So if I want a new car, I'm going to not just like visualize a car, I'm going to put myself inside the car. I'm going to be driving the car. I'm going to be smelling the leather in the car. I'm going to have the hood down or whatever, the sunroof, and feel my hair blowing in the wind. So do you see how, Bunny, that when you put yourself in that vision, when you change your mindset, when you really think in the positive and the negative, your mind starts to just happen. I can't tell you how many times it has happened for me just doing those simple things.
I am so glad that you said all of that. It's very encouraging to women. And I believe that I agree with you 100%. You have to believe that you're going to accomplish those things and have the belief in yourself. We don't expect everybody to believe in our vision and believe in what we know that we're called to do. And if we live our life waiting on everybody else's approval, it's never going to happen for us.
It is not going to happen. And I believe the biggest challenge is people are so fearful. They'll think, well, what will happen if I try, or what will happen if I fear, or, you know, if I fail? What don't allow those things to do that to you. Just if you're having fear, and I know that is something that stops women, men, and bring the fear into the light. You know, really acknowledge it. Be honest. Tell the truth, and just be real about the fear that's holding you back. And once you really start bringing it into light, because when we hide it, it's just going to stay inside. You won't be able to do anything about it. And that's so important. You can overcome your fears step by step. And most of the things that we worry about, when we really think about it, it doesn't even come into fruition. We do all that worrying and all that fear, and it doesn't even come into fruition.
That's very true. That's very true. When you live in a spirit of fear, it will take over your whole life, whether it's religious or your work or the ability to be able to accomplish something. What I used to worry when my children, when they first received their license, and I would worry every time they went out of the door because they had to go up on one of our dangerous interstates to get anywhere. And it just started, I realized it was starting to overwhelm me, just something that small. And I just had to let go and let God, is what I say. Let go and let God.
Yeah.
So he, I just pray for protection, and he has. And just to see, when we are back to women, Dolores, there's one thing I wanted to ask you tonight. Your event coming up in September, would you please talk to us a little bit about that? And the one thing that I try to tell people, ladies that I talk to on a daily basis, is no matter what our career path is, no matter what we do, we speak. If we speak on a platform, if we speak in a group, it doesn't matter. So to learn to be a great professional speaker, to carry our career, our vision, is the best thing that we can do for ourselves. So to have a platform, to have a conference that is dedicated to the building up of a woman, of a speaker, and this event is for women and men, from what I understand, correct?
It is. It is. The majority will be women, the majority of people who have registered, but we have some men who have registered already, so yes.
Wow. And can you tell us a little bit about your event? Why did you put together this event, and when and where, how to register?
Sure, absolutely. People say the number one fear is they'd rather die than speak. And
yes.
If you talk out loud, guess what? You are a public speaker. You are speaking in public. But I put this event together because when I go across the country speaking, I constantly get asked, how do you do that, Dolores? How have you been able to speak in London, England, Barbados, L.A., all over the world, literally all over the world? And I learned, especially if you want to be a professional speaker, that speaking is a business. And I think there's so many people out there speaking, and they're not really getting paid their worth because they don't understand the business. And I didn't understand that, Tricia or Bonnie. I really did not understand that, because when I started speaking, I would go to California maybe for $500. They might pay my expenses, but I would be gone for 3-4 days. That's a lot of time. And I would do that because I didn't understand my worth. I didn't understand how it's a business. I didn't understand that there are so many ways of building an income, not only from just being on the platform, but back of the room sales, products, events. There's so many ways to grow an income. So I wanted to have an event where people could come, not only learn about speaking. It's more than that. This is a place where you come if you have a message, and help you bring that message to the world. If you want to make a difference in the world, that's what I want to do. Every time I'm on stage, I am thinking, what can I say to my audience that will change their lives? Not that I just motivate them, because I don't want that. I want you to take action, and I think I'm hired a lot because of that, because as a teacher, I was an elementary school teacher. I'm going to make sure that you learn, once a teacher, you're always a teacher. But I want to inspire you to take action. So I put this event together. I invited some of the best speakers across the country, some experts, and you can come to that event. You can learn how to speak. Who knows, you may meet someone, a joint venture. I've been talking all day, so I did I talk about going to Dubai that I'm speaking? I don't think I did on this call. Have I talked about that yet? No. I'm so excited. I've been excited about everything. But a connection that I made literally on Facebook, can you believe this? Literally on Facebook, I made a connection. She and I just continued to talk. We continued to support each other about giving, because that's what I'm about, giving. So we kept giving back and forth to each other. She knew someone who was producing an event in Dubai. I got interviewed to find out if they would like to hire me, and I got hired to speak in Dubai. My God.
All through Facebook.
That came through Facebook. Can you believe it or not? But
wow.
It's a network. And that's why, and that's exactly why I'm having the event, because if you're in your home and you're staying in your communities on your job and talking to the same people, then your chances of getting something huge like that I'm not saying it can't happen, because it does happen, so I'm not saying that at all. So I said, let me create a place where I know that people will leave. I know they will leave with a plan. I know they will be with me, so many people say they're speakers, but I don't know about that. I don't know if they really understand the business, but I have had the opportunity to understand the business. It took me a while, and my learning curve. I spent a lot of money. I spent a lot of money to hone my craft. Sometimes it was a great investment, sometimes it wasn't. But for this little amount, which is $397 for this event, and I'm going to give your listeners a code that they can use to make it only $297. But for $397, this investment can change your life. You may have it make a joint venture when you're there with someone. I know it's going to change your life, because it's going to change mine, because I even just did a power call with Camelita Nuttall, who's coming from London, England, to speak at the event. She gave me some nuggets today that just increased my income right on the phone today with that call.
And I heard the call. I was on the call.
Were you on the call, Bonnie?
I was on the call.
I mean, really, when she started talking about how you need to follow up, and I've heard it all the time, but the way she put that on the table tomorrow, and I've already wrote some things down and people who I'm going to connect with tomorrow. So I'm going to take action immediately.
12 times.
Yes.
12 times.
Yes. Just keep, she said your touch needs to go away from 5 to 12 times possibly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if she said that, but I was thinking about how, like, when I wanted to go on Oprah, then I sent the material. I sent it, like, maybe 2 times a year, maybe 3 times a year, and it took, like, 2.5 years before the Oprah Winfrey called me, the show called me. But guess what? I was on Oprah. So that's a lesson of tenacity. And today, Camelita really gave me a lesson of follow-up. And so there are so many things that will happen and that you will experience at this event. And sometimes I think people will say, well, no, I'm not going to go there. I've got to pay for my flight. I have to do all this. You need to get out of your comfort zone. You need to take a step out. Come to Launch Live. The website is launchlivesummit.com. launchlivesummit.com, and you can go there and see all of the speakers who are going to be pouring into you. We're going to have the VIPs, people who are wanting to work with me one-on-one, or some of my VIPs that I currently have. We're going to get together on Thursday and kind of just do some planning before that. Then Friday and Saturday is the event, and we're going to have the hot seat, which is really good. Instead of calling it the hot seat, we're calling it the launch seat, to launch you into the business that you want to be launched into. We're going to have a rooftop reception. It's just going to be incredible. It is, and I'm so excited about it, and I know it'll sell out before our event. But just go to launchlivesummit.com and register. And as I mentioned, I was going to give you a gift. So you can just put in the code LAUNCHITUP with all capital letters. So when you get ready to register, and then it'll take you to the second page, and you just put in this code, launch it up, all capital letters, all one word, no spaces, then you can, and you click apply, and it will take off $100. So for less than $300, you can make a difference in your life. You can take your business to another level. And if you aren't already speaking, then you will learn how to make that happen. Speaking will take you places you never dreamed of. I never dreamed I'd speak for the government of Turks and Caicos. Can you believe this, Bonnie and Tricia? My assistant and I had a chauffeur for a solid week. We didn't even have to go to the normal customs. We went inside a special customs for VIP. I spoke.
What?
I stayed on the ocean. I mean, oh, my gosh. But I've learned how to make those kind of things happen, and I want to do that and share it with other people.
Wow. Wow. That's amazing.
It is a wow. When I think about it, I'm like, wow.
So much. You know, just like you said, being determined and staying with it. And
yeah,
never, ever giving up on your dream.
Yeah.
And Tricia, as you already know, she's from Canton,
mm-hmm.
Canton, Ohio.
Yep.
And
yay, Canton.
So,
that's where I'm located.
Yeah.
Yay, Canton. Do you ever get back?
And I think her husband graduated from her high school.
No.
He was from Rayland, Ohio.
Oh, okay.
I graduated
from
McKinley.
Oh, you graduated from McKinley. My husband actually graduated from McKinley as well. I went to
really?
School. He did.
Yeah.
He did. Yes.
Well, I have been talking to Tricia about your event and being that her mother is still around there.
Yes.
We are trying to clear our calendar. She's a nurse. She's a RN. And so we're trying to clear our calendar so that we can make that trip because we want to come to your event.
We want to have you there. You will not be sorry. You will leave there with so much information and action items. So when I'm teaching Bonnie and Tricia, I want you to understand how to do it. What a lot of speakers do when they're on the stage, they tell you what you need to do. Your first step is you need to do this, one ABC, ABCD. But they don't tell you how to do ABC. They just tell you need to do it. So the difference at the conference that we're having and the difference in when I'm on the platform, I teach you how to do it. So I'm not just going to tell you. I'm going to say, well, this is how you need to do it. Do this. Now, it's on the people to take the actions, but I'm all about inspired actions, making sure that you take the action. So I'm going to look forward to you to being there. I'm just going to believe that your calendars will clear and it will make it possible for you to be there.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Definitely. This is Tricia. So I do have a question for you. I know that you had started out as an elementary school teacher. And so what opened up the door to bring you to where you are now?
Okay. Yes, that's a great question. I think there are a lot of people who are doing things that they really don't want to do. That's not the case for me. But I am like the poster child of doing what you really want to do. So I'm a teacher. I'll always be a teacher. But I knew that I needed to reach more people. I felt that my gift would be better spread across the world versus 25, don't get me started, 30, too many children in a room.
Yeah, no.
But anyway, in a classroom, so that's a whole nother conversation. But I knew that I had more gifts than that, and I needed to share it with others. So I didn't just jump out there. I didn't just go out there and say, okay, I'm going to quit teaching elementary school. I'm going to follow my dream of being a keynote speaker. No, you need to have a plan for that. And that's why I coach a lot of women and really give them get strategic about it. So you have to have a plan. You need an exit strategy. So I put together an exit strategy of how I was going to leave teaching and pursue my dream of teaching on bigger, grander scales, because still I'm a teacher. If you're thinking about you want a different career, then start saving money, and especially if you want to own your own business, because owning your own business takes funds. It does take funds. And so I would say save up at least half of your income that you're making. So say if you're making $20,000, we'll just round it off, $20,000, and you should have $10,000 in the bank to kind of supplement you and help you build what you're trying to build as far as a business. So that's what I did. I knew all the time that I had a gift, and I knew that I was an entrepreneur by heart. So when I started teaching, shortly after teaching, I started a modeling agency for plus-size women. It was called Dimensions Plus Size Modeling Agency, and that was over 30 years ago, so I still was teaching at the same time, and sometimes I don't even know how I did it. I had two offices, one in Canton, Ohio, and one in Cleveland, Ohio, and I was one of the pioneers for really starting plus-size modeling in the United States. So we did that, you know, and so you just kind of gradually, so I took one step to the modeling, doing that. I was on television. I was on a lot of different shows, and I knew I had a gift to talk, and then I got in trouble in elementary school for talking too much. I got spankings and paddlings and all that. They're stifling my gift. That was my gift. And here's people trying to stop me from my gift. But that's kind of how I transitioned. So I say, don't just jump out there and say, oh, I'm out of here, and don't have an exit strategy. I don't tell anyone to do that. And find a coach.
Right.
I think every woman needs a coach, I think every woman needs a mentor, and I certainly hope that every woman is going to be a mentor to someone else. And I also believe that every woman and man should have a sponsor. And most people are pretty familiar with coaching. Coaches really ask you great questions. They help you come up with some wonderful ideas. They don't really do the work for you, but they really help you with that. And I help a lot of women doing that. And then a mentor is someone who you aspire to be. You would like to be doing what they do. You ask them to help you. They mentor you along the way. And a sponsor is a little different. Sponsors are usually for people who are in corporate, and that is someone who will sing your praises. They will say something great about you when you're not around. They do everything to try to help advance you in your company, whatever they can do to support you. And so even if you're not in a company, you could still have a sponsor who's always pushing you forward and saying amazing things like, have you seen that, Bonnie? Have you heard her speak? So that sponsor is always saying things about you. So everyone should have a mentor, coach, and sponsor.
Yeah, that's really good. Definitely. Definitely. It's always good to have somebody there that will back you up to other people as far as lift you up.
Yes.
And then be there for you to, I know the words I'm looking for. They are just not coming to me.
Yeah, just know to support you, to support you. That is so, so important. And all those, and I think every person should also be mentoring some young girl, some young man to help guide them along.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Now, Dolores, I have heard, you know, and of course I know about mentors and about having a coach, but, you know, and I've been speaking on the platform of ministry and to youth for about 25 years. But this is the first time, believe it or not, that I've ever heard anything about somebody saying a sponsor.
Really? Well, I'm glad I was able to provide value to you. Sponsors are so important to your lives.
Can you explain tribes? I've had a lot of people talk to me. They don't understand what a tribe is, how that came to be, what do they have to do to develop their tribe. And I think you would be the best person in the world to...
You think I have a tribe, Bonnie?
Oh, just a little one. And I'm being sarcastic.
Okay. That first of all, a tribe is basically people who believe in what you're doing. They will kind of Seth. I think it came from Seth Godin. That's where it came from first. He is an author of a book called Tribes. Seth Godin, I think it's G-O-D-I-N. But it's based on kind of like an Indian tribe, a community. So a community is a better word that we can say for those who aren't really familiar with the word tribe. So it's a community that supports one another, and they want to be with you. They want to be involved with you. Now, how do you start building your tribe? And so if you can build them through social media. A lot of people with social media, they'll just talk about themselves and they'll try to sell constantly and all of that, but you don't build a tribe that way. You build a tribe by offering them information and giving good content and for free. So you're constantly telling them something they should do. I mean, my Presley PowerPoints, and be sure, please, to follow me on Facebook, and I think mostly I have to have followers on my other page, but I have a business page. Please go there, or Twitter. I'm at Dolores Presley with Twitter, and you can kind of see how I do it to build my tribe. So I have some tips. I call them Presley PowerPoints, and I use a hashtag. And for those who aren't familiar with hashtags, that's something that you can use. The pound symbol, the number symbol, like the pound, and then you put word all together. So I would put Presley PowerPoints, no space, all together. And then you can search and index things through a hashtag. So I start to build my tribe that way, always pouring into them, always giving them good content. And then they're like, oh, you know, I like that. And even just just recently this month, since I'm celebrating all month, I've been doing Facebook Live. And a couple of my Facebook Lives, there's 1,000 people who watch it. And I'm like, 1,000 people watch it? But yes, because they believe in what I'm saying, what I'm doing. Then you can, once you have your tribe, you can start to do business with your tribe. I mean, I've coached so many women with my tribe. It's, yeah, they are real. So you might want to try Seth Godin's book. He's spot on tribes. But that's kind of a synopsis
social,
of tribes.
Social media. How
you
do you
talk
feel
about social media?
Yeah, let's talk about social media. All the social media out there, and sometimes it gets a little monotonous, a little confusing, and which platform is better than the next platform, and how much time should you spend on these platforms a day and then actually get work done at the same time?
You brought a great point, Bonnie. You are so right. I remember at one point, and I said, something is truly wrong with this picture, because I'm just a real girl, if you notice or not, from hearing what I'm saying. I'm just really real. And I was picking up my phone in the morning before I just said, remember I said I thank God? I found out I was looking at my Facebook post. I picked up my phone in the morning, and I looked at Facebook, and I said, there is something seriously wrong with this picture. Facebook is not that important that I need to look on my Facebook page before I thank God for being alive and say my prayer. So I stopped that. So just like what you were saying, it can kind of take over your life if you allow it. One thing that my company uses is there are a lot of tools that can help you post on it when you're not there. So if you're working full-time, please do not post on these social media platforms. And I say this because I had a client who they were looking at her posts, and they're saying she was posting while she was working, but she really wasn't. She was using a tool. Now, one of the tools that we use with my company is Hootsuite. It's HOOTSUITE, hootsuite.com, and you can schedule your posts. Because people say, well, my Facebook page is private. Nothing you do on Facebook is private, so don't think that. If you put it out there, it is out there, and you cannot retrieve it back. So be very careful what you're putting out there. I teach my clients, don't even hold a drink of water on a picture on Facebook or anywhere else, on Twitter or Instagram, because you're especially if you're employed. Now, if you own your own business, that's probably different. But if you're employed, because your employers can look at that and say, oh, you know, look at her. She's drinking all the time. She's partying all the time. So be very strategic how you use Facebook and all of those different platforms, Periscope, all of that. Schedule it and decide that I'm only going to spend so much time on it. So I try not to spend more than a half hour a day. Now, I do usually spend at least a half hour a day on probably Facebook or Twitter. I don't do them all. But LinkedIn, you should definitely be on LinkedIn, especially if you're a professional. It's almost like you need social media, but don't let it take over your life, because it can. You can spend hours and hours and hours a day on social media.
Yeah. I used to find myself in the past, first thing in the morning, just like you said, before my feet hit the floor, I was checking. And then while I'm sitting in the living room watching a movie with my family, I was checking. And then I'd bring my laptop out. That was my phone. And then I'd bring my laptop out, and I'd look a little at TV and be, you know, post something or whatever. And then my kids looked at me and said, Mom, we really want you here with the family. So could you at least put your computer away? And that kind of hit home.
Yes.
I said, man, I'm going to really miss out on a lot of my family if I just don't stop. So I just kind of put it aside. And, you know, there are times during the day that I'll have a notification and I might check it out or whatever. But it can be taxing trying to keep up with everything on social media and try to get some real work done as well.
Yes, definitely schedule time. Really, you can even put a timer on, put your timer. You can use your phone as a timer and say, okay, I've been on 15 minutes. And you might want to try looking at a timer and see how much time you spend at it, because you will be surprised. If you think you're doing an hour a day, you're probably doing two or three, but until you actually go out there and time it.
Now, you brought up LinkedIn. what makes LinkedIn, and I use LinkedIn, but what makes that the social platform for professionals?
Because there are a lot of people on there who hire professionals. There are a lot of people on there who hire speakers for speeches. So some professionals won't do like Facebook and Twitter and all of that. And it's a great platform where you can go in, you can put articles in. You can't put articles on Facebook. There are so many things that you can do on that platform for LinkedIn. So if you are in business, you're thinking about having a business, if you are employed and you need, one of my clients the other day, a headhunter, reached out to her on LinkedIn. She basically has a specialty, but she's probably going to be going to a whole different company, and it all came from LinkedIn.
Wow. I've always heard, and I can't say that I've spent a lot of time on LinkedIn, but after tonight, I will.
You should, Bonnie. Absolutely.
I definitely will.
I'm telling you, it's so important to be on LinkedIn. People ask me, how do I get bookings from Facebook? And they'll say, like, you get bookings from Facebook, but there's a thing called seeding. Since I'm teaching tonight, I'll just go right ahead and talk about that. So with seeding, the way you do that is, for example, like Tuesdays are the days that I spend coaching. And maybe when I get off the phone, I might go to Facebook and say, oh, I work with the most amazing people, which I do, and I don't work with everyone. I have had people who hire me as a coach. They didn't really do the work. I tell them that it's over. People who have interviewed with me for me to coach them, I'll say, no, it doesn't work. So I do have amazing people, but I'll get off and say, oh, so-and-so did something. And then then I'll get an inbox message saying, Dolores, do you coach? You know, I saw that. So that is called seeding. So that's just one way that you can build your business off of Facebook or Twitter or any of those platforms. You can do that. Now, I don't do Instagram, but everyone says you should. I don't do what's the one where everybody puts the pictures? Pinterest. I don't do that either, but I know that there's a lot of people who see, listening to all of that can take your half of your day. So you have to be strategic. Select the best, maybe one or two, especially if you haven't started yet. But Twitter, okay, Bonnie, I have to tell you this. Twitter, these social media is so good. So I'm at a Joyce Meyer conference. There are at least 10,000 women at the conference. We're in St. Louis.
Right.
I'm tweeting to Joyce, and I put her identification, Joyce Meyer, in there. You put the at sign and whatever their handle is, or for lack of a better word, whatever their words they use to describe them. So I would tweet to her and saying, oh, I'm having a fantastic time at the conference. And all of a sudden, I get a tweet back, and I knew it wasn't Joyce Meyer, but it says from Joyce Meyer, and it was her team. And her team came and got me out of the nosebleed section, sat me right behind Joyce Meyer and her family, prepared lunch for me every day of the conference, set me up for a spa.
What?
I know this is hard to believe. I know. It doesn't even sound believable. And I have my friend, she can attest to it because they did it for her because she was with me. We had spa day, and they did a feature article on me and Joyce Meyer's online magazine from a tweet.
Wow. No, wow.
So
just
that's
for that, I thought you were going to
well.
Say they called
you
out
learn.
For tweeting at the conference. Wow.
Yeah, it is. If you know how to use those tools, that's how powerful for it. I can tell you another Twitter story. My friend's son, he was tweeting, and he kept getting the attention of Erykah Badu, and finally he was in California, and he was tweeting her, like, please just hear me sing. And he's been singing background for her for probably about 5 years now from Twitter.
Wow.
What?
That's amazing.
So it is
but
a
people
powerful tool.
Use Twitter.
Yes, it's a powerful tool. So they all are, but don't be overwhelmed by it. Take one or two and make that kind of your platform and use that to build your tribe or to grow your business or whatever you're trying to do. Then just take time strategically and do it.
Dolores, can you tell everybody how to get in touch with you?
Absolutely. Go to my website, which is DoloresPresley.com, DeLores, Presley.com, or they can send an email to my assistant, and that email address is assist, A-S-S-I-S-T, at DoloresPresley.com. And I also want to give your listeners even more. I have a tip booklet. It's an e-book, and it's 111 ways to be a powerful speaker. If they send an email there and ask for that tip booklet, they can just put in the address book tip booklet, and we'll send them the free complimentary. So I've given a lot. Just go register for the conference, put in launch it up, all one word, capital letters. You can get $100 off. And be sure to download my app. I have an app that will send you a lot of quotes. You can watch my online television show on the app. You just go to your Google Play or your Apple Store and search my name and download my app.
Okay, guys, Dolores Presley has an app. The only speaker I know that has an app. Now, what made you want an app?
Because of technology. So when you can't hear me speak or you can't call me on the phone directly, then you can always go to my app, find out what I'm doing, watch my television show, and get inspired. And we don't send it every day. We send Monday and Wednesday out some of my quotes and quotes from other people. But I just want to inspire you, and you can stay connected with me. So go to my website, become a part of our mailing list so that you can stay connected that way, but you can also stay connected through my app.
Okay,
my mobile
people,
app.
Dolores Presley is the one-stop shop for everything that you can need.
Oh,
you want it, you got it.
Right. Some people just really need someone to help them, and that's what I'm here to do, is to just help you take you to a season. You know, we have all kind of seasons in our lives, but I want to take you to a season that's a great season in your life that will help you stay in a season of abundance, a season of happiness, a season of just living and loving life.
Wow. Dolores, you've always been amazing to me, and I have been following you for years, and we have talked on the phone before. We have chatted back and forth through social media. I think that what you, and this is just me personally, and I know there's millions of other people that feel the same way, I think you're amazing. I think your heart is just specially designed for your life here, reaching others, building others up, carrying your message, being bold, and teaching women how to step out on faith and believing in themselves and creating a life that they know that they deserve. Deep down inside, we all know that we're put here for a reason and that we deserve to have the things that, and I have my religious beliefs as well. My husband and I pastor the teen church here in Suffolk. And I tell people, I tell these kids all the time, and they're young adults that we work with, and some women. I love working with women's groups. I hold a yearly conference once a year. And it doesn't matter what somebody has spoken to you in your lifetime. It matters what you receive, what you internalize.
Yeah.
And you don't have to. Because what you internalize is just, and I'm just speaking from my viewpoint, is just Satan trying to rip you apart because there's a fear there because the Lord has a calling, and that's why you have that desire in your heart. If you didn't have the power desire in your heart to step out on faith and do something that the Lord's called you to do, it wouldn't be meaningful. So
I
want to thank you.
Yes. And I do a lot of, I speak at churches as well, and I don't charge churches. Of course, they have to pay my expenses, but I don't really charge churches. I just think that God has given me so many blessings. It's my way of giving back to them. So I love speaking at churches as well.
Is there any nonprofit organizations, or do you even have time that you personally support?
Well, I don't have like a particular one that I support. I support very mm-hmm. often. I support churches, anything to do with cancer, because unfortunately I lost my mother to cancer. So mm-hmm. I do a lot of that. And I was on tour a couple years ago called with the Pink Power for breast cancer. So I support a lot of companies and nonprofits that have to do with women. But I think you should really support something. It's all about giving, because if we give, it will come back. But we can't give to get. That's like not, that doesn't work. But if you genuinely give from your heart, then it will come back to you.
What advice do you have tonight to leave women with? We have about 8 minutes left. And just something personally from Dolores Presley.
Well, I'm going to leave them with a little bit of decaf. Decaf is not about drinking what you drink. It's an acronym, DECAF, D-E-C-A-F. So the D stands for make a decision. Decide tonight, or whenever you're listening to this show, make a decision. What is it that you want to do? Decide that you're coming to the Launch Live Speaker Success Summit and go to launchlifesummit.com and register. Decide that you're going to write a book. Decide that you're going to start doing social media. Whatever it is, make a decision. People vacillate so much, they have a tough time just making a decision. One of my friends, Stone Love, she has a book called Decision Time, and it really helps with making a decision. The E is for empower. How are you empowering yourself? What are you listening to? What are you watching? What are you reading? Do something every day to empower your spirit, to empower you. C stands for commit. Once you've made this decision, you're doing all kinds of things to empower yourself, then be committed. Once you make that decision, say, I'm going to make this happen. I'm going to follow through. I'm going to do everything I can to whatever your dream is, whatever you've decided that you want to do. And then A, act. You cannot do anything without action. You can dream all day. You can be committed. You can make a decision. But if you don't act on it, so when I wanted to speak in London, England, and what I had to do was act on it. I connected with people I knew in London. When I wanted to be on Oprah, I acted on it. I didn't just sit there and start dreaming and say I have a vision. So you have to act. And the F is follow through. I think Camelita spoke about that earlier today, but this F stands for focus and follow through. Bonnie and Tricia, and you can tell I do a lot of things, but I come up with a lot of ideas. In my mind, I'm just a creative person, but I've learned to stop and use that F word for focus. Focus on what I want to do and then follow through. How many times we meet people and we say we're going to follow through, we're going to call them, we're going to connect with them, we get their business card, we give them our business card, and we don't do any of that. So I want to leave your listeners with DECAF. Decide, empower, commit, act, focus, and follow through.
Wow. We appreciate
very
you, Dolores, so much tonight.
It was my pleasure.
You've given everybody a lot of meat, and the event, ladies and gentlemen, it is in September. Can you tell them about it one more time, the date, hotels? Is there a specific hotel that you have a special rate for?
Yes, it is it's in Cleveland, Ohio, at the Metropolitan 9, which is a Marriott property, and we're going to have a lot of speakers. We have Lethea Owens coming from St. Louis, who's going to pour into us about branding. We have Raul, who's all about marketing. We have Roberta, who's going to talk about getting free publicity. So much, writing a book. We're going to teach you how to write a book, and she's going to have you Dr. Larthenia Howard is going to have you write the back of your book right there, and she teaches how to write a book in 31 days. So it's, again, going to be in Cleveland, Ohio, downtown beautiful Cleveland, at a beautiful boutique hotel, the Metropolitan 9. You just have to tell them it's Launch Live 2016, and they'll give you a special rate for that. But don't wait. Just go to launchlivesummit.com right now and register. Remember to reach out to me on my Facebook page. You can do that. Follow me on any of the social medias. Find me on LinkedIn. Go to my website. Download my app. However, I am so easy to get connected with. But we
just
want to see
you. Just put her name in
the
search engine. Yeah.
Yeah, that's another thing. Put my name in the search engine. That's right. My husband always says, you want to know my wife, just Google her name. Please, just Google her name.
Well, Dolores, thank you so much for taking the time. As most everyone knows, the last time Dolores was supposed to be on the show, we had a very bad thunderstorm come through. Most everything out here was flooded. The next city over, it was flooded pretty bad. People lost electricity. It was a very scary thing. We could just sit in the office and just watch the trees. We had other people here in the building, and they were just leaving left and right to head home. So we appreciate you sticking in there and giving us a second chance to have you here on the show. I appreciate everything that you've said tonight. Trisha's been taking notes the whole time for me.
Yes, I have.
So, and we're going to upload this. It's going to be on iTunes. It'll be on Facebook. We're going to put it out on social media everywhere, the interview tonight. And we are going to suggest to everyone that is listening to be at this event, Trisha and I, like I said, we're going to do everything we can to clear our calendars as soon as possible so that we can be there. I don't think this is something that we want to miss, and it'll be a good time for her and I just to spend some time away and just some girl fun.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, September 22nd through the 23rd. And like I said, the VIP is on the 22nd, but the regular conference summit is the September 23rd and 24th. And I'm telling you, your life will be changed if you attend this event. Change for the good.
Well, I'm looking forward to it.
Wonderful. Yes. Thank you so much for sharing with us. We appreciate that. And
this
we really
great.
Look forward to getting that out for people to be able to listen and share, you know, get the information from your website and hopefully reach a lot of people.
Thank you. So appreciate you, Bonnie, and you, Trisha, for inviting me. I have enjoyed this conversation. It's been a great conversation. I love pouring into people and what you're doing, and I want to commend you for what you're doing and have you continue to do what you're doing and don't give up no matter what.
Definitely. And shout out to Ohio.
Yeah. O-H-I-O.
Yes. Are you going to the Hall of Fame parade?
I am not going to the parade.
No,
I am going for a little sabbatical for myself, but
there you go.
I've lived here and gone to like 100 of them. Feels like.
Yes, I understand. I've marched in quite a few of those. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, have you? Okay.
Celebrating a month for birthday.
Awesome. All right, ladies.
Well,
I've enjoyed it.
God bless you, Dolores. We appreciate it, and hopefully we will talk to you at the conference, and maybe we'll have you on again after.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Thank you for having me on the show. All right. Have a great evening.
Have a good night.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, guys. There you have it. Dolores Presley. She has given you guys a lot of meat and potatoes today. So I hope that you've taken notes. I hope that you are considering the conference and look her up, Dolores Presley, on social media. Look her up on Google. And the only speaker I know who has an app.
Again, her name is spelled Dolores. It's D-E-L-O-R-E-S. Last name Presley, P-R-E-S-S-L-E-Y.
All right, guys. God bless you, and have a wonderful evening. And until next week, do something creative.
Peace out.